Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 448. Your gear question, spring 25. How are you folks doing? Hey, I want to thank you so much. You guys have been great, really busy on the website. And what I've posted seems to have spurred a whole bunch of questions, and I love it. So thanks so much for sending them in. That's why we're having a gear question episode of the podcast. Yes, I know some of the challenges that you guys have been facing this past week with life and with weather. But hey, hang in there. Your camera will be your salvation. It will help you get your passions going. And when you share them, things will always be brighter. So thanks so much for brightening up my days with all of your questions. I am totally grateful. This episode of the Moose Podcast, again, is being recorded with Adobe Podcast. I'll be curious to see if you hear any difference, because this time, the AI voice cleany uppy thingy ain't working. It's grayed out. It wouldn't let me engage it. So we're going to do a little test, see if you can tell the difference. Now keep in mind that there is a blog post on the website for the podcast, which will any photographs our subject to talk about, you'll see the image there. Any links, they'll be posted there. And of course, there's a link that you can click on to send me a question. You guys don't seem to have an issue finding that. I do appreciate, though, more and more of you are heading to Spotify, and you're not only streaming and listening to the podcast there, but reaching out with comments and questions. I really appreciate that. That's great. One thing that came in, some folks said they saw me back on Facebook, or they saw me on Facebook and wondered if it was really me or one of those phony things. I'm not sure why it's working all of a sudden. I really like to know. I haven't done a thing. It just, it came on and it had wiped out. I have some friends now. Thank you guys. But it came back. I had no friends, and but it's posting. So, yes, I'm back on Facebook, for better or worse. Oh boy, don't have any book recommendations, new ones, because I'm still reading the pile that I got that I talked about a couple episodes again. I've been so busy, not been home much, so I'm still working on my Vin Fizz book. But boy, that's a good read. But hey, you know, if you guys have a book, the title that you would like to recommend to me that I could check out and recommend others, you know my email address. I love to read. So hey, pop it in there. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com. They just keep me going. Besides being sponsors of the Moose Podcast, they get the gear and the inspiration. They ask questions when they're trying to help other folks and when they're trying to help me. And you guys, I know, are out there with them. I am still surprised, though. There seems to always be at least one a week, somebody who goes to Bedford's because I sent them, but they don't get the Moose discount. It's not automatic. You've got to say that magic word, Moose. Then you'll save that 5% after you check out. It's worth it. It's really good cash. Nikon's got some rebates going again. You'll get that taken off the price, depending on the way it all works. Then you'll get the Moose discount on top of it. If you haven't checked it out, they've got something new going this month, which is really kind of cool. It's a Nikon Sport Baseball Workshop on May 27th. That's coming up. There'll be loaner gear, food, drink, access, all for $99. It's just if I was there, I would go do it. You get to be, sounds like, in special places. You get to learn from some really good shooters how to photograph sports. It'd be a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, boy, does that scream summer, even though it's May. But it's May 27th, Bedford's. Check it out. head to the website, give them a call. For that fun, for other classes, rental gear, used gear, hey, Bedford's, they're the place, bedfords.com. All right, so gear questions. I guess I should not have said last podcast. I didn't have many because, well, you guys took care of that. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 here that I'm going to answer. The first one is from Janice, and she says, AI scares me, and it's my photograph, and I want to keep it. So should I or should I not use AI? Well, Janice, that's a really good question. I don't know if I'm the expert in that, but I can tell you for a fact that I use AI in the fact that I use AI for masking. I use AI for selecting, which really does just spectacular work. And I use generative fill on occasion, especially with aviation. Remove that person. I just filmed a class, in fact, for Kelby 1, and I showed how easy it is to get rid of people who just walk right in front of you because obviously you're standing at a camera looking at something doesn't mean you're taking a picture. So they have generative fill for removing people, and it works great. Now, you have to keep in mind that two things. One, to use generative fill, you have to have the internet, period. It's got to be able to talk to the big bad beast up in the cloud somewhere. Two, you got to remember they're your memories. How do you want your memories to be preserved? But as far as any evil that goes, Janice, I that is only upon you if you want to go to the dark side, as my good friend Julianne would say. I don't see any dark side to it. Could be, and I could be ignorant about that, but it's a great question. We probably should think about it, but right now, Janice, I use AI, and I don't hesitate. Good question. Rob sent me an excellent question, which never had Delta on before, and he says, I've heard of range-free chickens, so they're not living in a cage, so why do we have a camera cage? Well, Rob, I like the joke, had to answer it. Camera cage. For a lot of folks, it sounds like a funny term, and it's probably something that, if you don't shoot video, has never come within your radar. But cages, it's a funny term for a very massive-looking bracket that kind of does a 360 around a camera body that permits you to attach microphones and monitors and a lot of accessories to any kind of camera that shoots video that will let you hold all those things so you don't have to hold them with your hand or on a tripod or have an assistant doing a sound boom. So, for example, the Z6 III small rig, which is kind of the leader in cages, made a special Eagle cage for the Z6 III, which I have. And I use it for a couple of reasons. Mostly, it's to add extra protection to the camera. So if I'm going somewhere where I think it's going to get hit or bounced, it's really great protection. I have one for the Z9. I use some of the times when I do my air-to-air and I'll be shooting video because I can mount key missions to it and mics to the cage. And they don't get in my way when I'm shooting and they hold on like a rock. They're rock steady. So a camera cage is really a video-eccentric accessory. But hey, it's a great question. I like the way you presented it, Rob. Show some flair. Chuck says, hey, there's some new gear out you haven't talked about. Are you going to get the Z5 II, the Z35 1.2, and especially the 28-135 PZ? He goes, I would die to own them, but I'm waiting. Well, Chuck, the Z5 II, Look, I have friends who are shooting with it, and they love that little camera. I am not personally going to get it because I've got the Z6 III and the Z8 and the Z9, and that is really complementing all that I'm shooting right now. But the Z5 II, I have sent a couple people to go get it who are just getting into digital photography, and the one lady just loves it. Now, the Z3512, boy, Chuck, I would die to own it as well. I have the 512, love that, would love to have the Z3512. I don't have any projects on the horizon or immediate need where owning it would be advantageous. I was going to get an MPS loan of the lens here. And I think it is June when I have some things I want to try with it. But at the moment, it's on my radar, I suppose, but it's not on the top of the list. Now, the last lens you asked about, the 28-135 PZ, Papa Zula. So what is a 28-135 PZ Papa Zula lens? Well, PZ stands for power zoom. And the 28-135 is basically a video slash movie lens. And the zooming is done mechanically, not by the turning of a dial with your hand, though that is an option. So you have that really smooth zoom in and zoom out. There's no wiggly jagglies from your hand not being able to do that full rotation of the ring. Yeah, Chuck, that lens is not even on my radar. I would love to see it operate, but I don't shoot that much video with those focal lengths where that investment would behoove me. But Chuck, if you get it, I'd love to hear what you think of it. Great question. Thanks for asking. Steve asked a kind of a common question of late. He says, "Hey, Moose, what gear are you using to shoot the Moose Shootery Report?" I'm tempted to do that as well. The iPhone is not cutting it. Thanks. Well, that's a great question, Steve. You and a few others asked that this past week. So it's really just three components, and they kind of fit real flat in one think tank garment bag. It's all kind of anchors on the DJI RS4, Delta, Hulu, Index, Romeo, Sierra 4. DJI is the manufacturer. RS4 is the model. It's a gimbal. It's a handheld gimbal. Really works marvelous. I blogged about it last year when I got it. That allows me just to hold it. And with a little joystick, I mean, it's really simple. You've got a trigger in front. You hit it three times. It does a 180, so it will do a selfie mode. I just do a little tap of the joystick to bring me down centered. And that's all it takes to it. And it takes all the wiggles out of the video of what I'm doing. Now, I have just switched from the Z50, which... Z30 camera on it to the Z6 III. And I did that not because the Z30 didn't do a great job. It does a great job. It does a super job. But I was ended up taking the Z30 with me just because of the Moose Shootery Report, because the Z6 III replaced it in other ways. So the Z6 III... it does N-log video, so the video quality from now on will be cleaner and better because I'll just be able to drop the LUT into place and boom. And the Z6 III is with me all the time, so I don't have to have another body with me. And the Z6 III, interestingly, on the DJI RS4, actually at the same balance points as the Z30. So I thought that was pretty cool. The lens I am using on the Z6 III is the Z26 2.8. Love that lens. Where on the Z30, I was using the 16-50 zoom that comes with that kit. So current camera is the Z6 III with the Z26 2.8. Then I use the Shure Move Mic Kit for the audio. And it's an interesting mic system. It's really, really excellent. Charges, keeps a charge, USB-C, that stuff's easy. The one thing that is unique about it is it comes with two lav mics, channel A and channel B. So one mic alone won't give you stereo, but allows you to talk to other people and do an interview. And that works well. So what I do is I just put A and B lavs on my person. That way you hear a stereo. So it's a really small, compact little kit. So just to round that out, Steve, that's the DJI RS4 gimbal with the Z2628 mounted to it with the Shure Move Mic Kit. So thanks for asking, you and the others. That was a great question. Didn't see that coming. Now, what really lit up the email box the last few days comes from my blog post about the Z180-600. And I chose Betty's question the best because of how she phrased it. She said, I'm in the market and in the need for a long lens. I need more glass to photograph birds. So now you've got me thinking. I was thinking first the Z600 6.3. Then I read your post about the Z180-600, where you also mentioned the Z600 F4. I am at a quandary. Can you help? Well, Betty, I don't know if I can help. But as the blog post stated, the reason why I have personally both those lenses is because the Z180-600's minimum focusing distance is basically half of what the 600 F4 is. But then, so you might ask, why do you have the 600 F4? Well, so when I'm photographing small little birds in a shrub or a tree or in there, and they're right on the edge of the tree and they're not deep in it, I either have to stand way back with the Z600 F4, add a lot of teleconverters, get the same image size that I would get with the Z180-600 at 8 feet. So that minimum focusing distance has a lot to do with just the environment you're shooting in and how close you can or cannot get to the subject. Because at 600 millimeter, 8 feet, that little bird is really big in the viewfinder, really easily. Now, if I'm going to be out on the flats and I'm photographing Kodiak brown bears, or I'm laying on the sand, I'm photographing little sandpipers, where I'm not going to get close. They have lots of space to go. Having a lens that focuses really close doesn't make a lot of sense, especially when I'll probably want to add teleconverters. So the Z600 F4, it's F4. I engage the internal 1.4, and I'm at 840, 5.6, and it happens in a heartbeat. Keep in mind that the Z180-600 at 600 millimeters is f6.3. Easy numbers, remember f8. And then you're going to put a teleconverter and you're at f11. So that is two stops. You have to do something to account for that light being evaporated by the teleconverter. So that's why I personally have both of them. And you're probably saying, well, you're not mentioning the Z600-6.3. It's a beautiful little lens. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. It is 6.3 at 600 millimeter, the same as the 180-600. The Z600-6.3's minimum focusing distance is further than the Z180-600, but it's a really nice lens. I have a good friend. She just shoots the bejiggers out of it. Has a 1.4 on it quite a bit, and it does just a marvelous job for her. So my recommendation, as always, is to go out and rent the gear before you buy it to see which works best for you. I mean, there is a real logical reason why manufacturers, especially Nikon, makes options. In this case, right here, we're talking about three different lenses that have 600 millimeter, all in common. Why would they have three? Because they all serve us, the photographers, slightly different, because us photographers are all slightly different. And that's perfect. So if you're an MPS member, remember you can get a loan, free loaner, just going to pay for that shipping. Worst thing that's happened is if you don't like what you just got a loan of, you just out the shipping. And if you are, like the lens, then you just buy the lens. So it's just, I always try before I buy when it comes to camera gear. That comes from life's hard knocks of buying something and then going, oh man, this is not what I want. Don't want to go there. And all three lenses are really sweet lenses. But only one's probably just right for you, Betty. So thanks for asking the question. Well, there you go. Got a gear question episode recorded this year. Yes, somewhere there's trumpets playing. You guys are great. Thanks for reaching out. Thanks for all your support. Make it a great week. And remember to make every click your story.